ladies and gentlemen, Wang Pond. How is it, buddy? How you doing? How you doing?
Hey, I just made the Tuesday garbage and recycling run down to the bottom of the, you know, our 40 acres out here in Farrington Village.
Right. Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah, anything noteworthy happen?
Ron, do me a favor, turn off her microphone. I don't need this negative editorial.
Well, did anything noteworthy happen on your way there or back?
The good news is I made it out and back. I tell you, it's a little icy-dicey still, as you have been describing on the radio. So, hey, guys, here we go. The word of the day. I got a dandy for you. There was a city in ancient Greece called Sybaris. Do you know what Sybaris was known for, why it was famous, why it comes down to us in etymology and history?
Why, no, I don't.
No clue.
You don't. Hey, the perfect setup. Thank you, Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
This was a city known for people who loved luxury, luxuriousness. And therefore, we have a word that has come into our language, Sybarite, S-Y-B, B as in boy, B-A-R-I-T-E, S-Y-B-A-R-I-T-E. A Sybarite is a person who is devoted to luxury and pleasure, who will take no for an answer when it comes to the most luxurious standard of living. We all know people like this, but we don't talk about them much, do we, right?
No.
That would be the sales staff at the radio station.
And, yeah, right.
Sure.
And followed closely by the news department. Yes, indeed. So, no comment. I do my best, folks. I do my best to provoke them, and they have their mouths are sealed. So, all right, Sybarite, there's your word of the day. S-Y-B-A-R-I-T-E, a noun, a person who is devoted to luxury and pleasure. Hmm. Gosh, can you think of an example that might leap to mind? We'll talk about that later, shall we?
You know, I like how he said our lips were, like, shut. I was like, total opposite. My mouth is hanging open.
Take care, Wayne.
Talk to you in the morning. Stay warm. Bye-bye.